Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Esrog Hashmita. And we mentioned that there is a halacha of la'achlab la'lehepsid, that any part of the Esrog or any part of a fruit, a pear or shrias, which is usable, is edible and usable for food, you cannot in some way destroy it, damage it, waste it. So that plays out what's known as a person is eating fruit from Shemitah produce, and part of it is still edible, and he does not consume the whole fruit. You cannot throw it out into the garbage. That would be considered an act of being mafsid. You can put it into some type of container where eventually it becomes not usable, and then you can discard it. There is also a mitzvah saseh of eating it, that according to the Magen Avraham, and the Ramban lists that as one of the mitzvahs saseh of the Taryag mitzvahs. However, the Chazanish disagrees that it's not a mitzvah say, it's only an isser say. La'achlab la'lehepsid is not a mitzvah to eat it, but it is an isser not to be mafsid, not to be mafsid in some way. So a person uses their esrog during Shemitah. So what is one allowed to do with that? So the halacha is a person can use perishvias in their normal fashion. So the types of fruits that are normally eaten should be eaten. The types which are normally made into juices can be made into juices. I cannot juice a fruit which is normally not made into a juice. I cannot do that. But a fruit which is normally made into a juice would be permitted to make it into a liquid. I can take olives and make them into olive oil and use that for the purpose of anointing myself. That is a valid usage. That's a normal usage for that. People used oil once upon a time to light nerus, and that was a valid usage. So these are the standard usages. That all goes under the umbrella of the din of the akhla. Now, something which is used for Michael Adam, you cast it in a Kedusha Shavuos, and you have to use it for Michael Adam. Something which is used as a Michael Behema, the Pasuk says that Shavuos applies to that which you feed your animals as well. So it would be the same thing. It also continues, the more it says, we learn out something which is used as even to dye something. And so making dyes would be if that was the type of, you have some types of herbs which were primarily used as a way to color things, as they would get a din of Kedusha Shavuos. So in regards to the esrog, what is considered the normal usage of an esrog? In general, people do not eat an esrog. They do make it into an esrog jelly. And since they do not make it, they do make it into an esrog jelly, that is a normal usage of it. So a person can make the esrog into esrog jelly. Just a side point to point out, that many esrogim, to keep away the bugs, etc., from them, they put various different types of pesticides on them. So it's not recommended that a person eat esrog jelly because the pesticides tend to gather in the jelly. It's not healthy. But if a person would have an esrog which does not have those pesticides, a person could make it into esrog jelly. That is a valid usage. Whatever is not consumed at that point in time, not used for that after that point in time, is not edible. So one would be allowed to discard that. However, there is a limit, there's a time limit to when you're allowed to use the esrog jelly, and that's the halacha of beer. So next thing we have to clarify is the halacha of beer. So beer is that as long as the produce is available in the fields, in the orchards, one may keep it in their house and use it. However, when that reaches the point where it's not available in the fields anymore, a person has a chiyuv to be mafter it and make it accessible and available to people to use. Now, a person has only one or two items that he's not mafter to be mafter. A person has more than that, a person has a chiyuv of beer, more than a person will be using for personal usage. Many times when a person makes esrog jelly, they use many esrogim, they gather from all of their friends, etc. So that would require a halacha of beer. We have to clarify exactly when the zman of beer is. Once, if a person does not do beer, so then the item becomes usher to eat. So if a person would keep the esrog jelly at that point in time, after the zman of beer, he would become usher to eat and to use. After the zman of beer is completed, after you've made it hefker, made it available, after the time is completed, you can bring it back in. But since that is a range of time, we don't know exactly when it is. Let's say for argument it's a week's time, so you'd have to be mafkid before the beginning of the week and only take it back after the end of that week, and then you continue to use it. If a person would take it back before that, possibly they have it in their possession in the real moment of beer, which is later in the week rather than earlier in the week. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about when is the proper time for beer for esrogim, when do they end up no longer being available in the field. So the assumption of the poskim nowadays is that it continues to be available for a few months. The esrogim from the previous year are still available in the trees and in the field for a few months. On the other hand, many of them do get used and taken away very close to the beginning of the year. So Moshe raises the question that possibly they might be in a state of beer, which require you to be mafka them. Well, if you can be mafka them and make them accessible, people take. It's not lochem. So we'll talk on that point, Bezeshem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.